Well, good morning, everyone. First off, this will be a monthly interview we do here at KSDM, KGHS Radio with, I guess I'm going to say it, the legends of Falls High School. You guys okay with that? So I got Marty Olson, Lindsay Grouette-Stingle, and Chad Curran with us today. They all work for the National Bank of Commerce out of the Duluth area. And first off, thank you and welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mike.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, very casual. And basically, we just want to know a little bit about what you guys are all doing and how you ended up in the same business and banking establishment. And we'll just get right to it. First off, you guys all graduated from Falls High School. Why don't you let us know, and we'll go from Lindsay first on up. And what year you graduated from Falls High School?
Graduated in the year 2000, 00.
Chad, how about you?
Yeah, I graduated from Falls High in 1989.
And Marty?
Same as me. I graduated the same year as Chad, 1989.
Okay, so 89, that's the last single or one class hockey tournament and you guys actually advanced to it, correct?
Yeah, I think that is correct. I can't remember exactly what year it went to, you know, kind of the AAA and tier one, tier two, but it wasn't long after that, I don't think, that it switched.
I believe it was 1990. And Chad, you were on that team?
No, I wasn't on that team.
I knew that.
Yeah. So thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Oh, crowd.
So I have a real curious question, and I guess just how did you three end up at the National Bank of Commerce? Did you all go in there together, or did one go in and then one after another? And why don't you tell us how you ended up, all three of you there?
Marty, you were here first, so why don't you talk about how you got hired?
I was working at U.S. Bank at the time, and I guess Lonnie Schwartz and one of our board members, Ed Ahmet, had gotten in contact with me and just, you know, asked me if I'd be interested in going from, you know, U.S. Bank, which is a large bank, corporate bank, to a community bank. And he kind of caught me on a really good day because I was really mad about something that happened at work that week. And I said, absolutely, I'll come and talk to whoever you want me to at this point. So I think probably within about a week, I was working at National Bank of Commerce after that happened. So it was just a really good fit. I mean, it's a community bank. It's, you know, we really focus on doing what's right for people that live in this community. And, you know, on the commercial banking side of things, it's been an awesome environment to work in.
Chad, how about you? When did you start working for National Bank of Commerce?
Yeah, I started working, it'll be 5 years in May at National Bank of Commerce, having moved up from the Twin Cities. And funny story, getting into banking, Marty and I were each living in the Twin Cities. Back in the 90s, I was selling medical equipment at the time. Marty had started his banking career, and he called me up and said that his bank had a job opening. And well, I remember that neither Marty or I were in an advanced math class at Falls High, so I was a little reluctant to go in for the interview. But I went in for the interview, got the job, and here we are some 25 years later, still both in banking.
And Lindsay, You're obviously the brains behind the three of you, so
somebody's got to keep these guys in line. No, it was coincidence for me. So I did know that Marty worked here at NBC because I was working for a contractor in Duluth, and he was our banker. But he didn't recruit me. I was just searching for a job in my field when the HR director at the time, who was from Virginia, Minnesota, offered me an interview for an HR specialist position. And that was back in 2011. So Marty was here first and then me. And I was on the interview team when we hired Chad, though. So I'll take some credit for that hire.
Back when Chad got hired, too, I'd kind of heard that he might be thinking about trying to get back up north. So I think I reached out to you, Kern, didn't I? When you made the move, or a little bit beforehand. So
yeah, when I was looking to relocate out of the Twin Cities, certainly Duluth was on the radar, and you're right. We did have a conversation, and both you and Lindsay were instrumental in my joining National Bank of Commerce. It's been a great fit.
Well, we would actually love all three of you back here in our community. So I wish you wouldn't have had that conversation, Marty, but that's okay. Next question. Let's get to it. What do you do at National Bank of Commerce? I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to start with you, Lindsay. And you kind of mentioned earlier you're in the human resources side of things. And what do you do there? And what's your job description other than keeping these two in line?
That's a big part of it. My job title is Senior Vice President, Human Resources Director. I'm the head of our human resources and learning and development functions at the bank. And then I'm also part of the leadership team here at the bank.
And Chad?
Vice President of Commercial Lending, manage a portfolio of commercial customers. Like Marty had mentioned earlier, a community bank, we really put a lot of emphasis, focus on the customer relationship, and the customer experience, and it's a great fit.
Okay, great. And Marty?
Similar to Chad, my role is pretty much exactly the same. I mean, we were out trying to generate new customers, new relationships with, you know, all different types of businesses. We, you know, we do a lot of commercial real estate stuff here. You know, we're just pretty much kind of generalists here. We kind of take care of all different aspects of banking, whether it's, you know, deposits or commercial loans. We have, you know, obviously partners within the bank that we work with different areas, but it's kind of we're the point person for most of the commercial relationships that we have within the bank.
Well, I see you're in three different spots. Are you in different offices? Do you have different branches in the Duluth area?
Yeah, I'm at our headquarters, which is actually in Superior, Wisconsin. And then Marty is downtown Duluth, and Chad, you're in East Duluth, correct?
Yeah, east side.
Okay, so you are in three different offices. Cool, cool.
Yep.
Lastly, and I guess for all our younger listeners, you've all been in this business for a while now, and then say we got some International Falls graduates that are thinking about getting into banking, and I'll start with you, Marty. What advice would you give them if they're interested in starting into this industry?
Wow, that's kind of an interesting question. Lindsay and I just had a really long conversation on that topic a little bit, but you know, I think it's kind of a conglomeration of a lot of different areas to work in the field, you know, that Chad and I guess work in. I mean, it's, you know, you've got to have some accounting background, you got to have some sales background, you got to have some, not necessarily be an attorney, but you also have to have some legal background on how to document all these things that we do and things like that. But I mean, I think a big piece of it, and like Chad said, I don't think him and I were Rhodes Scholars or anything in college, but you know, if you can talk to people and you're not afraid to go ask for business and not afraid to hear the word no once in a while, and you know, you're aggressive and competitive people, I think it's a really good field. And I think it's a field that, you know, maybe people don't really think about, you know, coming out of college. It's just something that, you know, I think it's not something that people, when they grow up, say, hey, I maybe want to be a banker, but it's a really good field to get into. And I don't think a lot of people are jumping right into that world, you know, as their the reason that they go to college or something like that. So I think it's been an awesome field to be in, and it's, you know, you can make a difference in your community, and you can make a difference, you know, in people's lives with you know, what we do on a daily basis. But basically, kind of, you know, obviously you got to get through school and do what you got to do and just build relationships with people.
See, very well said. And unlike me, I, you know, I got up one morning right after graduation and said, I want to be a radio guy. I did do that. Chadley, what about you? How did you get into this, and what advice would you give?
Yeah, I was in sales at the time, prior to starting my banking career, and I would say, you know, don't be afraid to start at an entry level job in the bank. There's a ton of trajectory on the way up. Marty and I have been doing this for 25 plus years, and we didn't start out as in the commercial department. We started out in the consumer banking side, learning the sales, learning banking in general, and it's been a phenomenal career. And you know, you got to have a little bit of a diverse background, but you get that over time. You work hard, you get your promotions, you move up the ladder. So, you know, again, don't be afraid to get in, start at a bank, and you'll get out of it what you put into it, and promotions will come your way.
Mike, one thing I forgot to add there, I mean, I guess thinking back to, I mean, when I came out of college, I was an accounting major, but I knew I didn't want to do that. And I guess part of the biggest reason I probably got into this field was, you know, Mike Riley and Mike Treen were both working at Bremer Bank, and they were, you know, I'd gotten to know very well over the years, and I saw, you know, what those guys were doing, and they both really seemed to like what they did. And, you know, so I got kind of a comfort level from those guys in that field. And, you know, they were nice enough to get me through school when I didn't have any money, and they probably wanted to close my checking account. So I kind of...
Whatever you had in it.
Yeah, there wasn't anything in it. That was the problem. I think that a lot of times they were going to send the black limousines down to Duluth and try to break my kneecaps.
I'm glad you mentioned Mike and Mike. I'm pretty sure Mike Riley, even in high school, he wanted to always be in banking. So his story is a little different. But Lindsay, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would echo everything that Chad and Marty said as well. You know, I think working as a teller in college can be a great way to get your foot in the door. And actually being a teller is a fairly lucrative position nowadays. But a lot of times for our openings, they don't always require a four-year degree. Sometimes it's a combination of experience and education. So, you know, like Chad, I think, had said, just getting your foot in the door and some of those entry level positions and then working your way up. We love to promote internally. We've got career paths for all of our careers in the organization. If you are in college, do an internship at a bank. Most internships are paid as well nowadays, and you can really have the opportunity to prove your work ethic to a company, get to know people, do some networking, make connections, and learn about different positions. And then also too, I just want to highlight, you know, I never expected to be in banking. It was never really even on my radar. I think because I didn't understand the diversity of positions that we have at a bank. So of course, you know, we have different types of bankers and our customer facing staff, but we also have marketing, finance and accounting, compliance, HR, of course, and tons of different operations positions. So, you know, definitely an internship can help you explore some other opportunities. And even if you're not finance or accounting major, there may be an opportunity at a community bank for you.
Well, great stuff. I mean, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We've gone through about 22 minutes of this. And I want to thank all three of you for meeting with us and the Falls Education Foundation, along with Purple Pride. I wanted to make sure I extended a big thank you to you as well. And monthly interview, we're going to do this every month for 2023. And I think we have three legends here, right here, Chad Curran, Marty Olson, Lindsay Groet Stengel. Thank you. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go auction off that UMD hockey suite that you so generously donated for Purple Pride and Falls Education Foundation.